Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It is tax season, at least for those of us who are still working on our returns. And I have a real-life prop here. These are my actual documents, printouts, last year's returns. The technical term for this is a mess, which is why we have Jill Schlesinger here to help me, to help us figure out what we actually need to save and what to toss. Jill is business analyst at CBS News and the host of Jill on Money. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
All right, save me here with a little spring cleaning for my money. We're going to link to your tips at hereandnow.org. First of all, tax returns. How many years do I need to keep?
I just want to tell you that this segment is sponsored by my mother, who started nudging me about this a few weeks ago. How long do I have to keep this stuff? And the answer is that normally many people will say 3 years because, you know, the IRS, if you're getting an audit, can go back 3 years. But if they find a big error, they could add more years, but they don't usually go more than 6 years. So I'm going to advise you, I'm sorry to say, to keep returns and all the supporting documents for 6 years. But everything older than 6 years, fire up the shredder and get going, man.
All right. Well, there would be a lot of getting going then in our household. More broadly, what else can we throw out? Bank statements, credit card bills, what to save, what to not save?
Well, let's do the easy stuff. That generally speaking, you're only saving things that you probably think you're going to need for next tax season. So if you've got a bank or an investment statement, maybe you keep it for a year on a rolling basis, but you want to flag something you think you'd need for tax purposes. And that's the same thing for a credit card bill. A lot of people will put, say, a donation on their credit card, and you want to just make sure you remember to do that, to claim that when next tax filing season comes around. But I also have to remind everyone that there are a lot of different rules for different people. So if you think you're the kind of family where someone's going to need to apply for Medicaid, many states require that you show 5 years worth of bank and investment statements. So you've got to hold on to those 5 years worth of statements. Otherwise, if you don't need it for taxes, if you don't need it for business purposes, keep it for a year, shred it, get rid of credit card bills and utility and phone bills, you know, maybe 30 days after you've paid your bills and be done with it.
And really shred, yes?
Yes, please. Fire up the shredder and get a good one.
Okay. Okay. I should add that your keep forever list of documents includes birth certificates, death certificates, social security cards, marriage licenses, estate documents. Okay, very quickly, as far as tidying up of financial accounts, a lot of people, including me, have multiple retirement accounts from previous jobs and perhaps multiple bank accounts. Your advice?
I think if you can consolidate as much as possible, that would be great. So let's look at the retirement accounts. If you've got a really good plan and you're using it right now at WBUR, then hey, guess what? Roll everything, the old stuff, into your current plan. If you've got a bunch of different bank accounts because maybe you got a CD one place or something else some other place, try to consolidate because usually that can help avoid some or at least reduce some fees. You might get some better deals. In general, consolidation will make your life a lot easier. It will make it easier to monitor things and make sure that things are properly diversified. And I think the more we can do that, the better off we will all be.
Okay, Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst at CBS News and the host of Jill on Money. Thanks to you, Jill, and your mother. Appreciate it.
Take care. Thanks.